Los Angeles County is the most recent epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic in California. It continues to reach new peaks in deaths and infections. LA County Board of Supervisors President Hilda Solis warns that hospitals may soon have to choose which patients receive care.
And we're beginning to see the surge that we expected from the holiday season materialize. Our cases have not stabilized. We have more than 7,900 hospitalizations, and COVID deaths are at its highest peak, killing on average about 200 Angelenos a day. Hospitals are on the brink of triaging care, which means decisions will have to be made on who could receive access to scarce resources, such as ventilators, respiratory therapists, and critical care nurses. The situation is more dire than ever before.
The total death toll in the U.S. has reached 380,000, and total cases are nearing 23 million. Close to 1 million of those cases are in California, and most of them are in Los Angeles. Here's L.A. County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
Every minute, 10 people in L.A. County on average are testing positive for COVID-19. And these 15,000 or so individuals that are testing positive each day were capable of infecting others 2 days before they had any symptoms or even knew that they were positive. At least 10 to 12% of the people who are infected with the virus end up hospitalized at some point. And more than 1% of people who are diagnosed as positive with COVID-19 end up dying.
Despite these grim statistics, governors across the country have been reluctant to issue new lockdowns and stay-at-home orders. Michigan and Minnesota will both resume indoor dining this week, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said he wants to open up indoor dining in theaters as well. Meanwhile, in Southern California, as intensive care units were filling up, people packed the beaches, with few wearing masks or social distancing. The Bay Area has also seen a surge since the holidays, though not as bad as Los Angeles. Alameda County is currently averaging about 960 cases per day, and San Francisco is averaging about 280 new cases. San Francisco officials say this is a 28% increase since the holidays, but that it is still less than the 70% increase seen over Thanksgiving. But California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli offered a small bit of good news, pointing out that hospitalizations in California have decreased over the past few days.
Around the 5th and 6th of January, we were seeing on average 3,500 new admissions for COVID across the state. Over the past couple of days, we've been in the 2,500, 2,600 range for new admissions. And that reduction of nearly 1,000 admissions is shared across the state.
Currently, many non-essential businesses in California remain closed, and stay-at-home orders remain in effect. To address the continuing economic crisis caused by the virus, Mayor London Breed announced a new relief package today, pledging $62 million to help San Francisco businesses.
This new plan will include a mix of $62 million in grants and loans that will be available for businesses most impacted by COVID. These are businesses who have not been able to open their doors or have been severely limited in the services they can provide. We're talking about our restaurants, our nail salons, our bars, our nightlife venues, our gyms.
$12.5 million of this new fund will be in the form of grants to help provide immediate relief to small businesses who can apply for up to $20,000. The rest of the funding will be available in the form of low and zero interest loans of up to $250,000 each. Mayor Breed said the new relief program will start in February. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.